Castro received a warm welcome from President Obama campaign volunteers in an East Charlotte strip mall.
You guys know how important North Carolina is.
Oh, yeah.
And that means that it takes everybody. And that's why I wanted to come here and say thank you for coming out today, but more importantly, for all the work that y'all have been doing and the work that still needs to be done over the next couple.
An Elon University poll released last week shows Mitt Romney ahead of President Obama by 4 points in North Carolina. Polls also show that Hispanics overwhelmingly support the president. So, Castro says, the more Latino voters are registered in the state, the more likely it is to turn blue again, as it did in 2008.
His policies are much more beneficial to the Hispanic community on immigration reform, on education, on health care, on tax policy. So it's not a surprise that Hispanics have rallied around President Obama.
Castro, of course, is a rising star in the Democratic Party, and there's speculation that he'll run for president in 4 years. He was diplomatic in addressing his future.
I'll be in San Antonio. I'm going to be in San Antonio through 2017 if the voters will have me. That's my tenure. We have an 8-year limit, so I'll be around there for a while.
He joked that his 3-year-old daughter, Karina, was the real star during his keynote address when cameras caught her dramatically flipping her hair. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in East Charlotte.